Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, one of my favorite times of the show, because every other week, every other day, we talk about the world of investing and talk about how other people are making money. But the truth is, other people should be you and I. And that essentially speaks to how best it is that you and I can get kickstarted on our investment journey. Fair enough, a few of us have already got some skin in the game, gotten the groundwork out of the way. But when last did you review your investment portfolio? What about your retirement annuity? Did you take a look at the fees? I say all of this from a personal perspective because I too have signed up for the ETFSA starter pack, and it's a phenomenal journey. Between the team, ask for Wendy is my favorite line because she will help you out. There are many others who also help out at the ETFSA Investor Hub to actually help you kickstart your investment journey. And over the last few weeks, you'd be well aware that we have been speaking to various representatives of ETFSA, from Mike Brown to Gareth Stobie, to give us some perspective and context around how we can get ready to fully understand the details that play a bigger influence in our investment journey. Tonight, though, we speak to Director and ETF Strategist at ETFSA, Narina Fissa, who's going to talk to us about the power of compounding, your best friend when it comes to wealth creation. Narina, always a pleasure.
Indeed. The joy just compounds when I'm here with you, Gugu.
Right? Always exciting. We can talk about ETFs every day, all day, because it really has been a journey just in terms of seeing how they do influence and transition individuals into building and creating wealth. Before we start on the topic of compound interest, Narina, I must tell you, over the last few weeks, both online, social media, and even here on the show, we often have a lot of our members and Kaya Biz family listeners asking us, well, hold on, I want to buy this specific stock, but can I get it in an ETF? I want to buy this particular sector or grouping of companies, but can I get it in an ETF? Hold on, what if I actually just want to own gold, but can I get it in an ETF? And often my answer has been, well, all the time, you can buy anything through an ETF.
As we like to say, there's an ETF for that.
Exactly. And I think that's something that we just might have to underscore and emphasize, because so often we get lost in buying a specific stock or a specific company or a specific industry. And the truth is, ETFs not only do that and more, but give you an option as well to make sure that when there's a lot of volatility that influences sector or stock specific themes, you can still ride out the waves and still protect your capital and earn a return.
Indeed, indeed. But Google, I don't want us to get bogged down in detail tonight, because I think it's exactly that sort of level of detail that we find stops many people from actually taking the initial action that they need to take. Sure. So I think it's really important that we sort of take that step back to basics. And in particular, I'd like to focus on why do people not take action and how can we help them to actually take the action? Because you and I are going to talk about the power of compounding. I think it was Einstein that says it's the eighth wonder of the world, and indeed it is. The power of compounding, but the power also of starting sooner rather than later. So let's focus our attention on getting started.
Let's do that. And why do we not get started? Yeah. Because there's often is a hesitance, right? And truthfully speaking, if it wasn't for me being in this industry as well and exposed to some of the knowledge that I have been, I, like many other South Africans, might have been just too scared or just intimidated to think that I just don't have enough money to actually build wealth.
Google, I think from our experience over many years with many clients, I'm going to put it down to three reasons why people don't start.
Yeah.
The first one is, I'm going to talk about the optical illusion. The optical illusion that that is immediately in front of me, either a want or a need, seems so much bigger than that is far away. So when in the industry we talk about you've got to save for your retirement, or you've got to save for a rainy day, or put money away for one day, generally people look at what's immediately in front of them, and it might be the payments that need to be made, putting food on the table, getting the kids through school, all of those, and said, one day, I'll get to it. You know, as soon as I've got this settled, then I'll get around to it. So it's that optical illusion of the near is more important than the far. And we're certainly not saying that the far is more important than the near. But one of the things that we did with the ETFSA Investor Starter Pack is to help people manage that near term, the medium term, and the long term in one go, so that you don't have to sit and worry about, am I worried about tomorrow, or am I worried about one day?
Exactly.
The second thing that we see why people sort of fail to take action, we're all aware of FOMO. fear of missing out.
Yep.
And that leads to some really inappropriate investor behavior because people get involved because of greed. But the other major problem is the fear that we have. And so for me, there's a different kind of fear, and that is the fear of making a mistake. And so people get bogged down in terms of what stock, what ETF, what must I, where must I? We refer to that as analysis paralysis. People then go into this spiral of evaluating and analyzing and assessing and measuring and ranking and all these ings that you can think of. And ultimately, they don't take action. So that's why we call it analysis paralysis, because it stops you from actually taking that very first important step. And again, with a starter pack, our whole intention is to help people just getting started, just getting over that first line. And once you're behind the wheel of the car, then you can start learning how to drive.
Exactly.
The third one then for me is the dilemma of choice. Now, you know, when ETFs first came to market, a very important premise of ETFs was simplicity. And it certainly is still simple. It's that idea of, you know, a single investment that you make and you get that diversified basket of shares or that basket of assets. It was supposed to, and it is still simple. But where we find ourselves today, now we have 285 exchange-traded products listed on the JSE. Sure. That's more than individual shares. So you talk about individual companies, but there's more ETPs. And so we find that people just get completely overwhelmed by this luxury almost of the choice to say, oh, but there's so much here. And it adds then to that analysis paralysis, that wanting to overanalyze everything. And so for us, it was really important to help people take that first step by bringing the simplicity back into the investment equation for them. And we really feel that with this, we can help people who know that they want to do right by themselves to actually take that first step and get them started on their short, medium, and long-term investment journey.
100%. And as you described, short, medium, and long-term, because it actually speaks to a discretionary savings pocket. So if you do need money, perhaps in the next
year. Emergency fund.
Exactly. It's funding that you can access, a tax-free savings account, so capitalizing on the tax-free benefits that you essentially get, as the name does suggest. And of course, long-term planning with your retirement annuity and making sure that those long-term goals and objectives can also be met. The beauty about this basket, and for anyone who is keen to log on, go onto the ETFSA website. As you log on, you'll be able to click on Starter Pack. Click on the button that says let's go. Start now, because that's where the journey will begin, and the team at the Investor Hub will be able to assist you just in terms of making sure that you get your FICA documentation covered and of course your journey to investing started. But as you've mentioned, it speaks to all of our needs, short, long, and medium terms objectives that we'd like to cover. But the beauty about making sure that you do save for the long term is that money has money babies, has money babies, has money babies.
Indeed. Let's talk about that Einstein, eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah.
So I thought it's useful sometimes to put some of these things into numbers and just get a sense of what does compounding actually mean in practice. So if I was to invest 100 rand and I can earn 10% return on it in year one, that's 10 rand that I earn.
Exactly.
I reinvest that, I keep it invested, and I compound. Now the next year I earn 10% on 110 rand. Mm-hmm. Now I'm earning 11 rand.
Yes.
By the second year thereafter, I'm now earning 12 rand and 10 cents. Now you might say to me, come on, a rand a year, really? That's not much. But you know what? After 10 years of doing this and compounding, you're now going to be earning just over 23 rand 58 in your 100 rand investment that you started out with.
God, that's almost a quarter.
Exactly. And you know what? Interesting that you mention a quarter, because after 40 years, you are actually going to get 40 times more. You are going to earn 400 rand of return or interest compared to the 10 rand that you got in the first year. That is the power of compounding, as you call them, money babies. Absolutely. It's about earning growth on money that you did not invest. Yeah. It's that making money while you sleep type of idea. So that's where we start getting to the idea that our money works for us rather than us working for our money.
Exactly.
And we can use terms such as retirement or long-term savings or whatever. But ultimately, for me, that's what financial freedom is all about. That I have a pool of investments that are big enough to pay me, to pay me the income that I need to live whatever the life is that I want to live. And compounding is by far your biggest friend on that journey.
Exactly.
But then you've got to get started. If you don't put that first 100 rand in, ain't going to get the 400 rand at the end of the day.
Exactly. And you use a 100 rand example, but for anyone to get started with the starter pack, 1,000 rand a month is what we can put away.
Indeed.
I've been telling everyone who cares to listen that we probably spend 1,000 rand on lunch, on some drinks, on a nice handbag, on a hairstyle sometimes. Yeah. But the truth is, this is money that we can really put away actively month after month and keep it there to actually grow in the long term.
Indeed.
Perhaps if we do also keep to the theme of, you know, many people are often deterred by withdrawing from any of their funds or their savings because they don't want to miss out on that compound growth.
Yeah.
But the starter pack is different because it caters for all of those needs.
It does. It does. So certainly the short-term savings, if you don't have an emergency fund, that's where we'll put your discretionary investment. Because this, the discretionary investment emergency fund is what will help you not to go into debt.
Yes.
We talk about the compound of interest, how you earn when you actually receive income. What's much worse is the compound interest when you owe money and the interest that you've got to pay on debt and debt that accumulates and so on. So the first 300 rand for the discretionary investment for the emergency fund is really to help you make sure that you meet your budget, that you don't actually have to go into debt when life happens.
Exactly.
And we know life happens. The second one is then the 300 rand into the tax-free investment account.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we certainly still see as part of, I hesitate to call it my retirement savings. I rather see it as my long-term asset pool, the money that's going to pay me money one day.
Yeah, because no one's going to sit on a rocking chair anymore these days. We actually want to live and experience life
and
alt our careers.
But because it has the ability for you to access money should you need it. But now we're not talking about emergencies or those wants, you know, the new hairstyle or the lunch out. I'm talking here about maybe having saved up some money in that and you can now pay for your child's tertiary education, or it can be the kickstart to a business, 100%. Or it becomes the deposit on a house, whatever that is. So that's sort of your medium, your interim goal. Listen, if you can keep your tax free for your entire life, even better so, because at the end of your, or not the end of your life, but towards the end of your life, you can live off that money tax free, which is a wonderful concept. The final 400 rand, which makes up the 1,000 rand then of the starter pack, is then the one that goes into the retirement annuity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that both Susan and Mike has already spoken to us about that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that money is tied up until at least the age of 55. But the massive tax advantages that you get from making those contributions into the retirement annuity fund, having it grow tax-free right throughout your life, and ultimately to be part of your estate, meaning that you're saving estate duties and, you know, executors' fees and so on as well. Those are the things that really help us to build a solid foundation for financial freedom, for near-term, medium-term, long-term means. And with a starter pack, we're wanting to help people to do all of those with a single investment of 1,000 rand a month.
Exactly. Compound interest also speaks to time. And this is probably an opportune time for us to highlight the fact that for younger members of your family, your loved ones, your colleagues, your friends, this is also where we can really take full advantage of compounding.
Yeah.
And so often sometimes we think, oh, well, I'll do it when they're 18, when they're 10, when they're 12. You can start as early as their birth.
Absolutely. I mean, think if you do the from birth to 18, you would be setting your child up for life.
Yep.
But you know what? I wanted to once again maybe put some of the numbers of starting early into context because it's so easy to have the excuse, the delay of, you know, once I get this sorted out in my life, then I'll start investing. I wanted to share with you and with the listeners, if you start at the age of 20 and you put away your 1,000 rand a month into the ETFSA Investor Starter Pack, and you just do that for 10 years, from the age of 20 to the age of 30, and then nothing thereafter. You don't contribute a cent after that. By the time you reach retirement age of 65, you will have 6.5 million rand.
Marina.
Now, let's say you delay and you say, oh, no, man, I'm going to live my life in my 20s. I'll start at 30. So what happens if I start at 30 and I do the same thing, just my 1,000 rand a month that I do, so it's basically 120,000 rand a year. Well, if you only make the contribution, same story again, just for the 10 years, so the same amount of money that you put in, by the age of 65, you're only going to have 2.5 million rand.
Ooh.
That's 40% of what you would have had if you'd started at the age of 20.
Okay.
So then you might say, okay, well, I will continue to contribute. And what I can tell you is that even if you continue contributing for the rest of your life until the age of 65, you are never going to catch up with a 20-year-old who invested for only 10 years and then let compounding do the rest for her. The final thing I can then share is to say, okay, so if I only start at 30, how much would I have to put away every month for that 10-year period for the rest of my life to actually get to the same 6.5 million rand? Well, I'm afraid your 1,000 rand a month now suddenly becomes 1,650 rand a month. And not just for 10 years. You're going to have to do that for the rest of your life in order to get to the 6.5 million rand. So for those that are young enough, or if you're doing this for your children also, I cannot overemphasize the value of time. Warren Buffett himself often says that his biggest investment success was time.
Right.
He was not the billionaire he is today at the age of 60, at the age of 65. In fact, the bulk of his wealth only came much later in his life. So it is about staying the course. It is about starting early, but then letting compound work in your favor, not against you in terms of debt. Really let that compounding, those money babies work for you, and then you'll be on your road to financial freedom.
100%. And I'm glad that you emphasize the sooner you start, the better and the easier the outcomes are for you. But even so, one can also start now, so it's never too late.
It's never too late.
The little bit that you do contribute will still be more than what you would have had if you just sat on your hands and did nothing. Narina, next week we will be having a roundtable with ETFSA in partnership with Kaya Biz, and I'm looking forward to it, having the ETFSA team here to answer many of our questions and many of our listeners who will be joining us. I want to strongly encourage you to go onto the website, sign up, interact with us, share your questions, share your views. We will invite you and have you with us here next week, Wednesday.
Indeed. And Gugu, there are only a few seats left because we've been inviting people for the last 3 weeks. We've already had quite a number of people
who've
clicked on the start now, just get going.
But
I really want to encourage people, fill in that questionnaire, get your journey started, and maybe you will also get an invite to meet Gugu in person and, of course, all of us from ETFSA as well. And we'll be able to actually answer some further questions that you might have in person. But we'll do this all again next week, then just with the bigger team and with some of our valued guests in person, in studio with us.
I'm so looking forward to it. I just might share my own story too, because boy, has this been a wake-up call as well in terms of just the journey that we're on in terms of building wealth, just to make sure that you always do follow up. But a quick one as well, Narina, for anyone who does have any questions and will follow through and maybe does call the Investor Hub and wants to get clarity, there's no such thing as a stupid question, right?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. In fact, I think the only stupid thing you can do is not to ask. Because, and especially if you also ask it in a public forum or share what you learn with your friends and with your family, we learn from one another. So you can be pretty sure that if you have that question, you are not the only one who has that question. So please, we welcome engagement from our clients. We welcome the questions that are asked. No such thing as a stupid question.
Definitely. Narina Fisser, Director and ETF Strategist at ETFSA, joining us in studio. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Likewise. You too can join us next week, Wednesday, as we speak to Narina Fisser, Susan, Wendy, Mike and Gareth. So many other members of the ETFSA team will be there. And of course, we'll all be talking about how best it is that we do effectively start our investment journey. Whether you're just a beginner and a novice and you have no idea what you're doing, don't worry. The team can help you. Or perhaps you have some investment stripes and you already know how you'd like to construct your portfolio. You're quite keen in terms of making sure that you get exposure to other assets that you might not already have exposure to. Join us because we want you there too. So if you do want to make sure you participate, log on to the ETFSA website. ETFSA. As you get onto the landing page, you'll see a tab that says Start Now, or the Starter Pack Investment Journey. As you do that, click on Start Now, and just like that, you will be beginning a new journey into making sure that you're able to not only create, but also preserve wealth for yourself and your loved ones. All it is 1,000 rand a month. I've been telling you already, you don't need the new bag. You don't need to go to that concert. You don't need the expensive lunch and the beverage that comes along aside with it. So put 1,000 rand a month away and you'll be well on your way to building some sense of wealth. And if you can contribute more, do that. If you get more people on board, do that. Ultimately, wealth is certainly something that we all deserve to create within our lifetime.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.